business startup called Eco Movement is working with Seacoast cafes and restaurants to separate their compostable waste from normal trash. Their goal is to push the Portsmouth area to become a zero-waste community while helping business owners be more eco-friendly and save money on trash removal. Word of mouth, Abishai Archie has this profile of the company.
Just before dinner at the Black Trumpet restaurant in Portsmouth, the staff is scurrying around the cramped kitchen.
Are we pulling out the oven now?
Evan Mauer is the chef and co-owner. He picks a small soft-shell crab out of a bucket and rolls it in cornmeal.
And I'm going to drop it in the pan, and everyone's going to understand that because they have a tendency to explode.
Mauer says their tiny kitchen means there's little room for storage, so they rely on fresh ingredients. That's also why he's put off separating their food waste into trash and compost.
We've been looking for ways to get to composting, but it's been quite a bit of force because of our space, not only inside the restaurant, but also outside. We don't have a back alley, we don't have a parking lot, we don't have a place for the dumpster.
But then a young entrepreneur named Ryan Bedard offered a solution. Bedard had recently moved from San Francisco. There, all residents and businesses are required to separate their compostable waste from normal trash. That inspired Bedard to try to bring curbside compost pickup to the seacoast. As a manager at a Portsmouth cafe called Me and Ollie's, he says he implemented the city's first zero-waste program.
Basically, what that means is we diverted 90% or above of our overall waste from the landfill through composting and recycling.
Bedard enlisted a friend, Marcel Miranda, to start a company this past November called Eco Movement. Almost every day, they pick up their clients' compost waste and haul it to facilities in Fremont and Farmington, New Hampshire. The compost is then sold to landscapers and farmers. Back at the Black Trumpet restaurant, Bedard offers the staff a preliminary training.
So in the beginning, we're going to check every morning to see what kind of contamination is in there, and we'll report back to you guys. And it's all part of the education process, and it's all part of keeping our relationship with the farms better because they have to sell this product at the end.
Eco Movement offers restaurants a lower rate for hauling their waste. Evan Mauer of the Black Trumpet estimates the service will save him about $150 a month.
It does make sense for us, not only ecologically, but also economically, and how often does that happen? You know, where something that is good for the environment, good for the world around us, also costs less money. It's a no-brainer.
Currently, about 30 businesses contract through Eco Movement for compost removal. One of their clients is Bellasol Restaurant. Jeffrey Cobbs is the head chef.
As soon as you put the procedure in place, it's very easy. You take your compost bucket, you have it online with you, you throw all of your scraps from your produce that you get, and it goes out at the end of the night, and those guys come and pick it up for you.
After hiring Eco Movement, the Old Ferry Landing restaurant switched from one 15-yard trash compactor to two small dumpsters, each just 2 yards. Jack Blaylock is owner of the restaurant.
We think between composting and recycling, we've reduced our throwaway stuff by 90%, but probably half of that is compost, the other half being recycling materials, you know, bottles, cans, and cardboard.
That means the company that hauls their trash, Waste Management, earns less money. But Steve Cates, the company's district manager, says Eco Movement is not viewed as competition.
The company is very supportive of recycling. Do we look at this as a threat? Absolutely not.
Cates won't say if Waste Management will eventually offer its own compost services. The guy says that could put his operation out of business, but he wouldn't consider it a failure, he says, because he would have showed that the demand for composting is there. And perhaps it could push Portsmouth to mandate composting, like San Francisco.
When the city decides they want to do that, we'll have the system in place and we can work with the city to really make the seacoast community in Portsmouth zero waste.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Abishai Artsy.
And there's more on Eco Movement and composting at wordofmouthradio.org.